stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Q Class Heroes, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I
asked you to, hey everybody, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. Yes, once again, there has been a very big delay or pause in putting these shows out. Long-time listeners, and by long time, I mean nearly 20 years now. How crazy is that? We'll know that this is probably the lowest show on my priority. I was given the nickname the hardest working man in podcasting years ago because I had multiple shows going at the same time, but it's nothing compared to how things are going right now. With Lone Star Gridiron putting out a dozen shows a week, and Lone Star Podcast putting out those shows plus a few other ones, I have even more shows going out these days. So as you can tell listening to this feed, this one drops way down in the agenda. But I think I found a way to do these more frequently. Yes, Twitter now will allow you to send out audio tweets. Very simple stuff. They're rolling it out to different people at different times. I was kind of super jealous because other people had it. But I looked down the other day, or earlier this week, or last week, I guess, and noticed I had it. So I've posted a few of them out already. And then I was wondering, how can I get that audio easily so that I can put it into a podcast? I would love to automate it. Have not figured that out yet. I have found a site that does a conversion where it pulls it and turns it into an MP4. Then I have to switch it into an MP3. Long nerd story short, I have to do a few little things. But I thought what I would do is take those MP3 files, combine them all together once a week, and say, here are the Twitter audio messages I sent in the last week. Again, that's a goal. We will see. Lots of crazy things going on right now, so don't expect it to be every single week like clockwork. One, I am moving this month also, so that will slow things down. But tell you what, I'm going to just play those out. These are the ones I have created using Twitter since I discovered the ability for my Twitter account to do them. Enjoy. Hey everybody, welcome to my Twitter audio. That's right, Twitter now has voice. It can record up to 140 seconds. And, I've never been a big fan of Twitter. I've always thought, yeah, it's okay, whatever. But this makes it infinitely cooler. So I'm going to be checking it out, seeing what I can do with it, and look for more audio from me because, as you know, I've always been about audio. Until next time, hey, keep it real. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I tell you, I find it really interesting that Twitter, Facebook, all these social media companies are going to be going in front of Congress or the Senate and have to defend themselves against the blatant censorship they've been participating in. Back when social media first started, when blogging first started, the rule was originally I wasn't responsible for anything somebody said in the comments. Then it changed to, well, if you edit comments at all, if you moderate at all, you are now responsible for everything that's on there. So, and that's the way I've always conducted business, whether it's websites or blogs or anything like that. But apparently a while back, you know, these guys with all that money pushed an agenda that allowed them to get a blanket release of liability for anything they did. So now they could censor what they wanted,
but not be responsible for what they didn't and the veracity of anything. So I think the hen's coming home to roost. And I'm hoping they just clean all this stuff up and go back to, if you edit, you're responsible. If you don't edit, you're not responsible. And I think what they'll do is leave these platforms open. Yes, the negative will happen. The platform will deteriorate even more. But I don't like them being able to edit whatever the heck they feel like and push whatever agenda they feel like. What do you think? Keep it real. Hey, everybody. Good morning. I'm going to try something new. I've been doing lots of book reviews and movie reviews, television reviews on my blog for the last 20 plus years. And frankly, I don't have a lot of time to sit down and write those things right now. So I thought, you know, rather than fall way behind, again, this is a labor of love, so you can't really fall behind in that. But in order to keep reviewing, I thought I'd do some simple, quick reviews here in audio. Twitter's new audio makes that pretty simple. I'm going to start with a television series, a documentary series called Lost Cities with Albert Lin. And in this, he uses, quote unquote, new technology to discover old things. And he does. He uses things like LIDAR, some ground penetrating radar, some 3D scanning, and a lot of 3D modeling, things like that, to take a look at what are archaeological digs, basically, and then recreate, do some 3D modeling to show what it would have looked like in its prime. And that part's interesting. And I find it, one, it, I don't know, I liked it. I like the info. I'm always interested in the story. I'm interested in the visuals of what's going on. This one goes a little too much focused on Albert himself. And he's got an artificial leg. I loved the fact in the first episode they didn't go into explanation of how that happened. You know, they didn't make this about his disability. Instead, they just showed it. What they did do is they showed it all the time, that all the shots were set up starting from his artificial, you know, limb and showing him climbing mountains and stuff, which is amazing, which is awesome. But I think, again, they went too far. By the second episode, they weren't focusing on it so much. They were just telling the story. But overall, they were, I don't know, it was somewhat simplistic. I think if you know anything about archaeology, if you know anything about technology, ancient peoples, none of this stuff is all that revolutionary and informational. It's kind of like, oh, okay, cool. And I could see where, you know, a younger audience might go, oh, really? They could do that back then? But, you know, I guess the modern person thinks, hey, ancient people were idiots, but they weren't. They were actually had to be smarter than the average person today because they had to, they didn't have the tools we have. So anyway, it's an interesting series. Out of a 10, I'd say I'd give it 7 stars. Good stuff. Check it out. It's a National Geographic produced. I think I'm watching it on Disney Plus right now. That's Lost Cities with Albert Lin. All right, take it easy and keep it real. All right, there you go. Like I said, nothing special. It's just quick little thoughts. Even like I mentioned in the TV show review, it's so much quicker to just say something than to open up the blog and write it all down and put links in and all that. So again, I'm trying to simplify, trying to get the word out, trying to promote the things I like, and point out the things that rub me the wrong way.
So hopefully this will make things easier for me to do that on a more regular basis. I also wanted to take a second and plug our latest board game. You may know, again, if you followed it all, you'll know that 2 years ago we did a Kickstarter board game called Friday Night Legends. It's a board game that allows you to play high school football teams against each other. And these are not just luck of the roll kind of things. The results of the game are based on the real stats from that team of that year. So you may get the 1963 Berwick, Pennsylvania high school team against the 2017 Denton Ryan Raiders football team and see who had the best team based on their real stats. So it's been super successful. Like I said, 2 years now it's been out. And we just released the sequel last month to that, which is Saturday Legends. That's right, a college football version of it. So you can now take 1945. In fact, forget it. I will insert the ad for it right here.
Our last game, Friday Night Legends, was a big hit. And now you can play the greatest college football teams of all time against each other. Before now, if you wanted to see the 2019 LSU Tigers play the 2001 Miami Hurricanes squad, you were stuck with only your imagination. Not anymore. This new game allows you to play those dream matchups. 1945 Army Black Knights, considered by many to be the greatest team in the history of college football. 2014 Ohio State Buckeyes, featuring Ezekiel Elliott, head coach Urban Meyer, and offensive coordinator Tom Herman. 2005 Texas Longhorns, knocked off number one ranked USC for their fourth national championship, and so many more. Saturday Legends is that game. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Saturday Legends.
Get your copy at www.saturdaylegends.com.
There you go. And I wanted to also mention Friday Night Legends sold out of the first printing of them. So the second edition is at the printer right now, and there's some new tweaks to that. It's kind of really cool. Again, I would love to be able to just put out board games. We've already talked about doing a pro football version. I'm already talking with an app developer about doing an app version. So in addition to being extremely busy with tons and tons and tons and tons of podcasts and client work, I've got so much going on. Like I said, I hope to be able to keep this kind of thing up. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, hey, keep it real.
Your boy.